AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's getaway day for the long 4th of July weekend. Omar Autar managed to make it to Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport with few delays. His suggestion for travelers?
Just get a little early. Get here a little earlier than usual because you never know what's all these rules now and COVID tests that you have to get.
AAA predicts nearly 48 million people will travel at least 50 miles or more from home over the weekend, slightly fewer than before the pandemic in 2019. Airline expert Kathleen Bang says weather is just one reason a flight could be delayed.
Pilot shortages are really hitting the regional carriers. That's where they're having a hard time getting enough staffing. And so they've parked hundreds of airplanes. And when we say regionals, you could be getting a ticket on Delta, American, or United, but then you end up on one of those regional carriers that actually is a subsidiary. And those are the ones that are having issues.
At last check, about 200 flights were canceled, about 1,400 delayed. President Biden met at the White House with Democratic governors about abortion after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade.
This is not over. It's not over.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan says now that the court is turning the abortion issue to states, it's on them.
We are, in fact, that brick wall against this horrific Supreme Court decision.
The U.S. announced it will provide Ukraine with $820 million in new military aid, including new surface-to-air missile systems and counter-artillery radars to respond to Russia's heavy reliance on long-range strikes in the war. President Biden will present the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, next week to 17 people, including Denzel Washington, gymnast Simone Biles, and the late Senator John McCain. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says she's applied for permission to hold a fireworks show at Mount Rushmore to celebrate Independence Day next year. The National Park Service has denied her request the past 2 years. This is AP News. Health authorities in Africa say they're treating a monkeypox outbreak as an emergency.
Monkeypox has been sickening people in parts of Central and West Africa for decades. But the lack of diagnosis and weak surveillance means many cases are going undetected across the continent. Now, in an effort to avoid the glaring equity problems seen during the COVID-19 pandemic, local experts want to be able to address monkeypox as an emergency so that it does not cause more pain and suffering and get quicker access to vaccine stocks. Vaccines have not previously been used to try to stamp out monkeypox epidemics in Africa. Officials have relied mostly on measures like contact tracing and isolation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea is suggesting its coronavirus outbreak began in people who had contact with balloons flown from South Korea. Health officials in South Korea say there's no way that's possible. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.